Christmas. And what's so special about Christmas? Yes, remember the birth of Jesus. What else? Do you have a Christmas tree? Do you have presents? Yeah, you got presents. I'm glad that's something. We all got presents. That's good. In your household, does your mum and dad have rules? They do. Do you obey them? All the time? Someone's being honest. This story goes back, I don't think I've shared this one here. I've got to give you a history lesson behind the story. You see, when my dad was young, when he was in his late teens, I think it was, his aunt Beck, who was a maiden aunt. You know what a maiden aunt is? They never get married. An unclaimed treasure is what some people would say. But she never got married. Anyway, Aunt Beck died. And when she died, after the will was read, my dad would tell the story of how the one who was going to read the will turned up on a horse and gig. Long time ago. And after reading out the will, it was what they call a free-for-all, where everyone could grab whatever they wanted to out of the house, Aunt Beck's house. And my dad grabbed two vases. And an old uncle of his came up to him and said, "Jim, you don't need two vases, I'll have one." So he gave one away. Then my dad grabbed two old books on the history of Australia. And again, another old uncle, whom you know, it could be the same one, came up and said, "Jim, you don't need two books, I'll have one." So he gave him one. The story of the books is another story which is not to be shared in church. It was a good story. Anyway, the vase. Dad kept the vase. And the vase, this dear old vase, sat on a mantelpiece. You know what a mantelpiece is? Where you have a fireplace and the mantelpiece, a nice part. And it sat there in our lounge room. That was fine. Now, my mum had a rule. We all know what rules are. And the ruling was that in the lounge room, because we had balloons at Christmas time, no balloons, no balls to be thrown around the lounge room. Good rule? Sensible rule? Maybe. Mum had this rule. No balloons to be thrown around the lounge room. And we obeyed that rule most of the time. On this particular Christmas, I received a blow-up beach ball. It was a very light little beach ball. We blew it up and it was nice and good. And it was Christmas Day and we had a visitor down, a distant relative down from Sydney who was stayed with us, I think it was. And we were throwing this beach ball around the lounge room. Not good. Not good. Because all of a sudden the beach ball went through the air in the direction of that dear old vase, which wasn't very good at handling excitement. Because the beach ball hit the vase. And the vase tumbled down to the fireplace below and it smashed to 100 pieces. Do you want to know what happened after that? I'm not going to tell you. Needless to say, we all learnt a very important lesson that day. That rules are best when they are obeyed. What do you reckon? We could save ourselves a lot of trouble. Because the old vase was no more. Never mind. That was Christmas. Have a good Christmas.